This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sean and RJ, you just heard Roy White, myself, Troy Hughes, and RJ, you are not the champion. Instead, Sean, you are the champion in No. What? We don't woo right now, baby.
We have sexy
sacks on. Ooh. Because it is Valentine's Day. Shout out, by the way, to my father. Today is his birthday. So shout out to Dirk Hughes.
Happy birthday.
But more importantly, shout out to all the men and especially you ladies named Cindy Hughes on this very special day. That's why we're having a Valentine's-themed high-low. All of today's answers will be people's whose name has a Valentine's theme in it.
Oh.
Ooh.
All right.
Valentine's theme.
There you go. So let's go and start with that ravishing Sean Sharif.
Okay.
You are the champion in high-low.
This is where it's a humongous disadvantage to go first.
Oh, yes, for sure.
I will go high.
High. Okay, this is for 3 points, different point values, high pitch, low pitch. You're going high for 3 points. Let's go.
I'm not surprised by this news, and respectfully, it's calculated. Because he understands that he is a Hall of Fame level player.
Jalen Rose.
Dang it.
Whoa.
Just buzz it.
Hello. Hey, shut up. You're ruining the anticipation.
There you go.
It's Valentine's. Don't be premature.
Dang.
All right. 3 points right there for Sean.
Did you have him written down or did you just hear the voice? Knew the voice.
I heard the voice. I hadn't gotten to him yet. I was going alphabetically with the other words.
Yeah, right. All right.
Another one of our bar buddies in Atlanta.
That's absolutely what I'm
doing. We didn't talk to him at all.
I was about to say, y'all talked to him?
Nah.
By the way, the Jalen Rose, Kobe Bryant, that commercial where Kobe orders the drink. You don't remember that?
I don't remember.
Oh, Kobe's like in a bar or something. Jalen's like, hey, man, how you doing? And he's like, yeah, I'll take a vodka tonic. And the waiter's like, how many olives? 81.
Oh,
it's so good. Jalen gives him that look. Anyway, 3 points for you, Sean. RJ, Valentine's theme, high, low for 3 points. Are we going high or low?
Well, I'm not sure it matters at this point. We're all in a world of pain, so let's go high.
All right, high for three for Mr. Positivity.
Everywhere I go. It's the same with you. I mean, having the courage to be up front with this kind of a thing has been unlike anything I've ever experienced.
Kevin Love.
Dang it.
Oh, yeah.
Big time. We got a game. We got a shootout. Oh. It's on, baby. Let's do this. Hobbs and Shaw comes out in August.
You already crapped on it. You said you're not going to see it.
What? You splitting hairs with me here, Roy? I'm doing a bit. Relax. Just shut up and play.
All right. Here we go. 3 points for RJ, 3 points for Sean. Roy, let's see if you can get three for up there. First round of high-low on 105.3, the fan, Valentine's theme, high or low.
And the only two names I had written down are both gone now. So,
oh, no. Oh, no.
Let's go high.
High for 3 points.
That's just like how I look at it in this game where I'm putting all this time in, breaking my fingers, twisting my ankles.
Derrick Rose.
Ooh.
We got a game.
Who else twist their ankles on him?
Oh, it's all about who has more written down now. Oh.
Five none.
Who else twists their ankles like him?
Wow.
Oh, man.
This is so good.
Dang.
Downtown.
Here we go. Round two of high-low on 105.3. The fan. Oh, man. Valentine's theme is where it's at. Sean, the champion, came out with a threefer. RJ and Roy, you put threefers up. Sean, can you do it again? High or low?
High.
High for 3 points.
I shouldn't have to prove who I am. I shouldn't have to prove the level of the love that I'm capable of giving.
These are athletes or anyone?
Anyone.
Oh my God. Kevin Hart.
Ooh.
Oh! Oh! What is going on?
Yeah, who else would have to prove the levels of love they have except for, you know, a 410 guy?
Especially
yeah.
when they get caught kissing other people in cars.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That did happen.
Guys. This has never happened.
No.
This has never happened.
This is crazy.
This is tremendous.
Whoa, dude.
We are on a streak of threes right now. It's like a Clay Thomas game. Here we go. All right. 3 points for Sean there. That's six for you today. A perfect score. RJ, can you make it perfect? Well, you're going to need to stay in the game.
I'm running out of names here that I got written down.
Valentine's theme.
Let's go high.
High to stay in the game.
Well, it's taken from the transcripts of the trial, and it's a reimagining of the case as though everything he testified to was true.
One miss, you're going to warm up my coffee.
This is a tough one. Do you know this?
No.
I don't know that I know this one either, so I'm just going to guess John Candy.
It is not good. The late, great John Candy, but it is a coincidence you went high on that one. Courtney Love is who we were
Courtney
looking.
Courtney Love.
Man. All right, Roy.
Roy, one miss.
I'm going to go crawl into my hole.
Just one,
good one.
Miss.
Okay.
You can go high or low. Oh. I don't know the rest.
No, that's a good
going.
Drop.
I was ready to let you keep going as long as you want to take that. I'll go high.
All Troy. Right, to stay in the game, Valentine's theme. Here we go.
Okay. Can I see what I'm in for? Canned dog food or chocolate pudding? Now I know what it's like to be my dog.
Night-night.
What?
Night-night.
What was that? Red heart. Trey Flowers.
It is not Trey Flowers. You probably need to think more on the colors of Valentine's. Pink is who we were looking for.
Who else did you have written down?
Me?
No other names.
Nobody. Thorn from Young and the Rest. Both are beautiful.
No.
I had Brother Love.
No, not Brother Love.
Dude Love.
Michael Red.
I had Michael Red.
Justin Rose. Those are the only other ones I had.
Do you guys want the sudden death? I mean, it doesn't matter at this point. Sure. All right, the sudden death clip.
Well, you try to write new songs that are on the same level. That's always the challenge. And sometimes you do and sometimes you don't.
Sounds like Donnie Nelson.
It does sound like Donnie Nelson.
I mean, obviously, it's a singer.
Uh-huh.
Elton John?
Not Elton John, but with it being Valentine's Day, he's sweet. Especially to girls named Caroline.
Oh, really? Neil Diamond?
Diamond.
Diamond. Yes, Diamond's direct. Last day, by the way, of zero interest for 5 years.
All right, fortunately, we have a bunch of Valentine's Day-esque stories to fill the rest of the time.
The extra 6 minutes after that dominating victory.
Before our giveaway right here on 105.3 The Fan. Do we want the... I really want to do this one, but I'm sensitive to Young Tolos in the car. The O stats... The woman who wants to bridge the O, Roy with the S count having to do with 420, Tebow with the mistake that everybody makes after getting engaged.
Tebow, I think, is the friendly way to go here.
Let's go Tebow.
I love how Roy is the PC
person
on the show.
Am I wrong?
We can do the other
ones. Yeah.
You have to speak in innuendos.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So Roy, leave.
Yeah, here's the Tebow one real quick.
All right,
real
Tebow. Quick.
He was talking about his engagement, Miss Universe, Good Morning America, and he's like, oh, yeah, it's been awesome, we're engaged, but I screwed up, and I called her my girlfriend after we got engaged. And everyone has, like, every engaged guy goes through that, right? And she always acts like
you've
committed adultery.
Yes.
Yes.
Girl. Girlfriend.
Fine. Then take your ring back.
Yeah. Fiance.
You better not be the last one in the relationship to change your relationship status on
Facebook
or whatever.
Dude, how annoying is it? I'm like, Is it that big a deal?
Do you need to urinate on my leg too? Is that what needs to happen?
Saying the word fiance is weird for dudes.
No, no.
At least it's weird for me. Fiance.
Exactly.
Fiance.
For guys, it's okay. So I'm speaking in. Is that French? Is that
fiance.
Latin? I don't even know what.
You want a croissant on that ring?
But for girls, especially for Cindy, when she became fiance, that was like becoming a doctor. It was a title that was just unbelievable.
I mean, look, you have the ring on your hand.
Yeah.
Stop crying about it. Seriously.
She had a big ring, too. I would do good.
Good grief. Yeah,
I'm with you. Guess what? If you're engaged, you're still single. If you're in a relationship, you're still single. If you got a hookup, you're still single.
What?
Unless you're married, you're single. I don't mean single in the, like.
Do you even mean married?
Says the divorce guy.
Yeah. No, I don't mean.
Do you mean married?
Like, if you were to check a box, single or, it's two choices, single or married.
Oh, that's true.
Okay, that's all you got. You don't get in a relationship.
Doesn't say committed.
Doesn't say committed. Doesn't say it's complicated. You're either single or married.
Government document, and they're basing it on your taxes and all that stuff. But yeah, sure.
All right. I don't know if we have enough time.
Sean, are you single or married?
I'm single.
Okay.
Versus married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are.
And yeah. Are you single?
No.
There you go.
There you go.
That's the right answer.
All right. What are you doing for today?
Nothing. Are you looking at me?
I mean, yeah.
Roy just gave me a look like I asked him what it was like to throw down the windmill dunk last night.
Nah, see, you know what the
what was it like getting D-Wade's jersey? He just looked at me like, are you stupid?
You know what the smart move is? Wait until tomorrow. Buy your flowers at a 90% discount or whatever they are, and then bring them to your wife or significant other and tell her,
you give her.
I don't believe in manufactured holidays, but I believe in expressing my love to you on a random day in February.
When it's cheaper for
because
me.
Because that is how much I love you.
So
here are your flowers.
I love you,
so you think you can get away with giving her an anniversary or birthday gift the day after?
Not
the
think. No.
Whoa.
All right.
You know the things millennials have killed.
So
flowers.
So today, no dinner, no flowers, no chocolates. But
maybe if I have a great promo code.
No. Forget all that. But it'll happen tomorrow.
It'll happen tomorrow.
So flowers and all that.
Flowers tomorrow.
Because of the cost difference?
That and also
you didn't
as I broke it down for you, expressing your love on a day that is not Valentine's Day. Far more valuable than
it's
expressing your love
hours.
On
so
Valentine's
she's
Day.
She's fine with it.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
You don't think it's a little transparent doing it the next day?
I have a choice.
Yeah, the next day.
Transparent as to what?
It's not. You're not doing
you're
it
to save
on
some
a
money.
Random day.
Yeah.
If you did it on February.
Yeah. The rest of the world, no one else in the rest of the world is telling their significant others they love them today because they think they've done it already. And I want to remind you that this day is the same to me as every day of our lives. And that is why I box you flowers.
What are you doing, Troy? You're the romantic.
Yes, I am. That's
why staycation this weekend.
That's why I'm doing exactly what I've been encouraging you to do, and that is do something with my kids. See, once you have kids, they become the Valentine's Day gift givers. So I take the kids after school today to go get cards and candies, and they make these little notes for mom where they misspell mommy because my daughter's like 5, and then they give it to her. So I don't have to go that extra step like a lot of other guys do. Because the kids are the one giving the gifts.
So she's not going to be like, okay, this is nice from them. Where's yours?
No, I'll give her that tonight.
Hey!
I got you something. Do you have 40 seconds?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.